Good morning. My name is Jay Guffey, for those I don't know. And Richard has asked me to take 5 minutes and share with you the impact of the gospel on my life. So we'll try to do that in 5 minutes. My wife Lori and I grew up with Christian families and in the church. But it was in 1996 that we would both give witness to that we first heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. It may have been spoken before, but our hearts had not received it or we hadn't heard it. And it was in a sonship course that we did here at Christ Community with Richard and Portia. And for Lori and I, for 15 weeks, we went home every evening after one of our meetings, either laughing in joy or crying in disbelief. The gospel really got a hold of us. And from that point, like the gospel does, like Christ does through His Spirit as it moves in our hearts, our lives begin to change. And I can remember not long after that, a couple of significant things happened not long after that. One, Christ gave me the image. At that point, we had a son that was maybe just a little over 1 year old, a little toddler. I had the image of my son coming to me, and you parents can relate to this, with his arms held open wide, and how I would never deny him. I would embrace him and hold him and meet his needs. I began to have that picture of my relationship with our Father in heaven, that He was trustworthy and good. And Lori and I realized not long after this time, where the gospel began to take hold in us, that we had never asked the Lord about how we were thinking about family. And I'm not sure what we were thinking before, but maybe it had something to do with one or two kids and a couple of garages, or I don't know what it was before. But we had never asked. We were just kind of going through the motion of whatever we were doing, and we asked the Lord. And what we learned in that process is that the Lord is trustworthy. And He did move us in family in ways we'd have never imagined. We now have 6 wonderful sons and a beautiful daughter. And that's a result of the gospel getting deeper in us and us going to our trustworthy Father and hearing His plans for us. And that takeaway for us is not about big families or number of kids, but the Father is trustworthy. The second thing that happened not long after that is I came up not very many feet from where we are this morning. I came up to meet a friend of mine for lunch, and he was wrapping up some final details of his work before he left off for lunch. And somehow our conversation shifted, and the gospel, like it does in our life, it surprised us, surprised me. And before long, we were in prayer together, and the Lord had taken me back to a place many years before that in my childhood when I began to believe a very significant lie in my life about myself, about my Father in heaven, about my earthly father. And the Lord took me back to that time and place and that prayer with my friend. And I saw for the first time Jesus in that exact point in time in history, the loving Jesus. And again, the gospel got a little deeper and into that corner of my life, and I experienced healing and restoration in a relationship that has been permanently since that day restored to God's glory. And another thing I learned in that, not only the restoration of that relationship, but that Jesus was right when He said, "The truth will set you free." Our place in history as saints and Christians is not bondage, it's freedom. And the gospel got a little bit deeper there. Lastly, I want to share with you a little bit about how the gospel has gotten deeper and impacted us in our work, but also give witness to many of you that are here today in very much the same way. My call to ministry is in the world of financial planning. I wish I had time to tell you the 15 years that God took me from where I was in 96 to the calling that I have in my life now. But I'll have to skip over that part. But what I want to say is that you may have, I'll stop. You may have heard the question, would you rather an excellent mechanic or a Christian mechanic? How about both? My pursuit and my work is of excellence because the families I serve warrant that and deserve that, but also I want to bring glory to the Father. But I'm also looking for the kairos moments in the work that I do when the Holy Spirit intervenes in the moments of our day. And you have among you, we have among you in this fellowship in our community, bankers and accountants and financial planners who have put a stake in the ground for the gospel, that ground would be redeemed and taken for the glory of the Father. And that's the work we're doing. And not just in my sphere of influence, but in teaching and artistry and writing and architect and construction. Christ Community Church, God has planted us in a place that the gospel might run in the work that we do, that ground might be taken. So I bless the Lord for that and for that opportunity. I would even submit it as a prayer request that we would continue to pray one for another as we launch off tomorrow into wherever we go, that we'd see that as ground that we're taking for His glory. Last, I want to say thanks to this fellowship. You all can't imagine the blessing that you've been to Lori and I over the years. And just in the last week, I'll just give briefly a witness of a family that have been in relationship with for a long time that was struggling, had a tremendous struggle this past week. And from the depths of their soul, they was giving praise to the Lord. In a great place of adversity, they had found peace, supernatural God-given peace. That was not only a blessing for us to partner with them in that, but as a witness to us and an encouragement to us that that's the one who indwells us. And last week, we prayed for short-term missionaries that we love and hold dear in this body, who in my estimation, in any human estimation in the world, have the capacity to do great things wherever they are, and yet in all humility, they came and gave witness to us and said, we feel like sticks being sent out. That humility is a witness to my own soul as the gospel runs deeper. I want to pray for us a prayer of thanksgiving. And Christian brothers and sisters, pray with me as I pray, affirming and blessing the Lord for the gift of His Son and our salvation. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the gospel, that You have indeed blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, fellow citizens with all of the saints that have gone before us to Your glory, saved by grace and not by our works. And we have been set free for freedom's sake, not to return again to a yoke of slavery. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.